Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing and networking tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of you to a lot more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and now let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. So excited for today's episode, and also so excited because 7 days from today, our free 5-day simple content creation workshop begins. It's from June 28th to July 2nd, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live and recorded through Zoom, Monday through Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, live and recorded Friday, July 2nd. Now, the reason why Nancy and I put this free workshop together is so many people struggle with content creation. So we wanted to take you through those 5 days, how not only to create your content, but to streamline it, repurpose it, and be in flow in a very simple and controlled manner. And that actually leads us into today's episode of this podcast, where we're going to be going over the 5 types of content to build your know, like, and trust factor on LinkedIn. Now, so conceptually, I want you all to think of it like this. 5 different types of content for 5 days of the week. So in essence, what I'm going to be giving you today is what you should be doing Monday through Friday if you choose to do it on LinkedIn. So take what I'm teaching you for each one of these 5 things as what you are going to do Monday through Friday on LinkedIn starting today. So the first type of content that you should create on LinkedIn to build that know, like, and trust are regular posts that educate and inform. Now, with posts, you can do that right from your mobile app. You can do it on the desktop, whatever is easiest for you. And you have the choice of just doing some, I call it naked native posts, which is there's no image. It's just the post. It's just the content, which now you can go up to 3,000 characters in length when you are producing a post on LinkedIn. So if you think about it, Monday, do a post that educates and informs, not sells and pitches. So 3 tips for this. Think about this. I could do this podcast episode into a regular LinkedIn post and basically just write, here are 5 great ways of creating content on LinkedIn to build the know, like, and trust factor for your network, colon, 1 is this, 2 is this, 3 is this, 4, 5. Which one do you start to need to do more of? Would love to hear from you guys, and I post it. Everything you should be doing on LinkedIn, no matter what we're going to go over with these 5 things, is to educate and inform your audience, to be the expert within your space, to be the resource of knowledge for these people, to get something from you without having to pay for it, where they can put it into action and get a return from it. I had this amazing new client hire me last week. They had been listening to my podcast for a number of weeks, and they started to apply some of the free tips I was giving on LinkedIn. And we got on the Zoom, and they mentioned that from one of the episodes I did a few weeks ago about how to message people, she actually booked 3 calls. We had a great conversation, and she ended up taking my virtual course. So I had to build that know, like, and trust with them before they actually crossed the finish line to say, you know what? I want to do some deeper work with you. So the first thing you want to do, example, on Monday, a regular post that educates and informs. You can do it with or without an image. So no before and afters, no sales or pitch type posts, educational and informative. Number 2, Tuesday, do a video. It could be a live video if you do have LinkedIn Live Producer, or it can be just a native video that you upload right from your computer or your camera roll right to LinkedIn that educates and informs. Again, Everything that you are going to be doing on LinkedIn is going to be value added. People always ask me, how do you and Nancy continue to grow your business the way that you are? Well, every single day, Nancy and I lead with value. Every piece of content that we produced, we lead with value. Every conversation we have with people online, we lead with value. Every conversation that we have offline, we lead with value. And your video content should be just the same. You want to lead with value. You want to educate. You want to inform your audience of something. So again, I could take this podcast episode and do it in a LinkedIn video form. And I can just jump on there. I can make it 2 to 5 minutes in length and just go over the 5 tips that I'm going over with you right now, but I can do it in video form. So again, when you are producing content on LinkedIn, especially video content, you don't need fancy editing software. You just need your face, your mouth, and your phone, and that is it. Make it 2 to 5 minutes, educate and inform, have a call to action at the end to ask for people's feedback and what they took away, and then you post it. So that'll be on Tuesday. Wednesday, write an article that educates and informs. Now, articles, so video and posts have to be done from either the phone or the computer. Articles can only be done through the PC or desktop version. Has to be done on the computer. Now, articles are great because if you want to write a longer post, because remember, a regular post is 3,000 characters. I believe articles go up to 25,000 characters in length. So really, really long. So say you have a blog, you could repurpose that blog into article form on LinkedIn. And all you have to do is go on the homepage. And on the right-hand side, you'll see start a post and then they'll say write an article. You just click on write an article. You upload an image or not for the background to describe what it is, a title, and then whatever content you want. So you can reuse an old blog. You can actually do talk to text on your phone, save it to your notes, email it to yourself, copy and then paste it as an article. So there are so many different ways where you can write the content of an article, or you could do it freehand. But again, if you're going to write an article, which I advise everyone to do one a week, make sure that it educates and informs your audience. So Monday, you'll do a post. Tuesday, you'll do a video. Wednesday, you'll do an article. Number 4, aka Thursday, you're going to create a poll for market research. Now, this also can be done from your phone or PC. And all you're going to do is click start a post. And then if you're on the mobile version and you scroll down, it'll say what kind of post do you want to start. You'll see create a poll. It's like the second from the bottom. If you're on the desktop, it's going to give you a slide bar of different things. And the bar graph is a poll. And all you're going to do is you're going to ask your audience a question of something you want to know for market research. And you can have up to 2 to 4 responses. And the duration is either one day, 3 days, 7 days, or 14 days. Now, I usually set mine at 7 days and that's it. And to give you an example, I did a question the other day, a couple of days ago, and it's gotten about 40 votes already. So it's pretty split. I just basically said, with the frequency of sales pitches through messages, are you more hesitant to get on the phone with people nowadays on LinkedIn? And it's pretty 50-50 right now, but people shared some great knowledge of why they will or why they won't. So again, I can divulge into that information, use some of the information that people provided in the comments or just knowing what they voted for, and then I can backlink that, so to speak, and create content around it. You know, how can you message people more genuinely so more people are going to want to talk to you on a discovery call? Or the things not to do when messaging people so you can book more calls. So I can use that poll information, which I suggest every one of you to do once a week for market research. Find out what your audience is struggling with. Find out what they're not good at. Find out what they need to improve. So one day a week, Thursday, you want to poll your audience for market research. Fifth and final. So for Friday, start a discussion in a group that you're in that is relevant, not a sales group or a pitch group. a networking group. Maybe it's you're in a common profession or industry or job title or hobby or passion. And when you post in the groups, it's not called a post, it's called a discussion. And you basically just click start a discussion and start a discussion that builds trust and rapport. So what I typically do is I'll go back to my Monday post that educated and informed my audience. And what I'll do is I will copy it. I will go to more on the desktop, which gives you another drop-down box. And then you'll see it says groups and I'll click on groups. I will select one of the five groups that I'm in to start the discussion. I'll click on it. I will click start a discussion and I will paste the exact content I wrote as a public post on Monday as my private discussion in the group that I'm in on Friday. I'm not looking for people to engage. I'm not looking for people to like or comment. I am looking for people to see me, to become more visible within that group where people would then click on my post, click on me, visit my profile, see if I'm someone they want to connect with. They can follow me, connect with me, and then I can start getting people out of the group, which is a private location where you all share that common connection, into my general LinkedIn network to start building more rapport and trust with them outside of it. So again, this is something that you can do Monday through Friday. Monday, number one, do a post. Tuesday, number two, do a video. Wednesday, number three, do an article. Four, Thursday, do a poll. Five, Friday, a discussion in a group. And make sure your posts, your videos, and your articles all educate and inform. Make sure your polls are for market research only, no clickbait, and make sure the discussions in your groups you can use from an article or a video or a post that you've done that also builds that trust and rapport that you're looking to with the audience that you're looking to expand. So again, the link to register for our free 5-day content creation workshop that begins next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on our private Zoom is in the description of this episode. Click join, send it to people. It's going to be amazing. We have close to 300 people registered already, and we're so excited for everyone who has signed up. They're going to really understand how to create this content to really build your business online, no matter what social media platform you're on. So everyone, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please enjoy the rest of your days, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much again for checking out today's episode. And if you are listening through iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are, please leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you loved, what you would like to see improved, or ideas you have for future episodes. And if you are interested in taking your business to the next level, don't hesitate to go to my website, www.scottaron.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me, where I can learn more about you, your business, what you're struggling with, and how we can work together. And don't forget to check out my wife, Nancy, and mine, our free community on Facebook called LinkedIn Leads for Life. We would love to see you in there. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you, everyone, for your support. Grateful for each and every one of you.